Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في
أرض. Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. And as history is a testament, and furthermore both friend and enemy have testified openly, Imam Ali alayhi salam was not tainted with any vices, unlike so many others who surrounded him and opposed him. He had a perfect faith in Allah, and so he acted according to his belief. Imam Ali alayhi salam was a lantern of guidance in his time, where the sunnah of the Holy Prophet had begun to be forgotten. Yet Imam Ali remained steadfast on the path of the pure Muhammadan Islam, like a solid, unshakable fortress in the middle of a great wild storm.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: لا خير في الصمت عن الحكم، كما أنه لا خير في القول بالجهل.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "There is no advantage in keeping quiet about an issue of wisdom, just as there is no good in speaking out an unintelligent thing."
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So it is a humble honor to be here at your service speaking about the universal persona of His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So there's something that's really interesting about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, a persona, of course, which transcends time and place. And of course, this is because of the connection that Imam Ali alayhi salam had and has with the Almighty Allah. And so when you become close, or you become one to the ultimate source of time and place, then, well, you become transcendental in that very amazing way that Imam Ali alayhi salam is. Otherwise, how many countless people are lost in the pages of history? Nobody knows anything about them. But Imam Ali alayhi salam, well over 1,000 years have passed, and he seems to be more alive today than ever before. And as we move into the future, he seems to become even more alive and more practical for the world in the modern day. So we find one of the very interesting things about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is the kind of lifestyle that he lived. Now, of course, there's multiple various dimensions when it comes to the lifestyle of His Eminence, but you know, we only really want to primarily focus on the kind of a house that Imam Ali alayhi salam had. So when he was in the holy city of Mecca, he first used to live with his father in his father's house. After that, he moved in to the house of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him. Eventually, when they migrated to the holy city of Medina, the Holy Prophet built a house for His Eminence next to the Prophet's mosque and close to the house of the Holy Prophet. And then it's interesting that when Imam Ali alayhi salam eventually moved to the city of Kufa, and he made the city of Kufa the capital of the Muslim Ummah for various reasons, he did not stay in the famous palace, which was known as Qasr al-Imara, which was built to be the headquarters of the governance in that place. And so Imam Ali alayhi salam replied, he said that, "I will never reside in this palace of the insane ones." And so for a short time he lived in his nephew's house, and then he built a mud house for himself in the city of Kufa. So, you know, when he was married to Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha, and they lived in the city of Medina together, and then when he lived in the city of Kufa as well, we find that it was a very simple life, a very simple home. It wasn't full of luxurious items. It wasn't full of perhaps even some basic items. But this lifestyle, even though it was very simple, it was very blessed. It was very happy. It was very honorable. It was very respected. It was very glorified. And that's something that we need to learn in the present day, is that peace of mind and tranquility and honor and respect, these things do not come about by material things or the things that we have in our homes or the gadgets or whatever it is that we want to have in our homes. Peace and tranquility and honor and respect and you know, peace of mind, really, serenity that we're all looking for, it comes about by living a simple life, but living a life that we are content and satisfied with what the Almighty Allah has provided us, and of course with the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. A very beautiful lesson indeed brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. What can my friends keep our enemies away from us? To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter 3 of the Quran in verse number 33 makes an announcement where he says, إن الله اصطفى. Verily God has chosen Adam and then Nuh and then the family of Abraham and then Imran ala al-alamin over the rest of the people in the world. When you look at this verse of the Quran, you come to realize that all human beings have been created by Almighty God, but they are not equal in the eyes of God. As far as their status is concerned, you know, when it comes to the prophets of God, the messengers of God, those who represent Him in conveying His message, they are at a higher, you know, status than other human beings. I would like to take this opportunity to actually talk about the special status that God has given to Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet. You know, mosques around the world are sacred. And one of the important rulings is that you are not allowed to make the mosque area impure, you know, to allow any najasat, impurity, physical impurity to come in that area of the mosque. And this is such an important issue that suppose you come in a mosque, and you realize that there is an area in the mosque which has become najis, impure. And you still have enough time to purify that area and do your prayers in time. What does Islam say? You're actually not allowed to do the prayers first. Your duty is first to purify that area in the mosque so that the sanctity of the mosque is maintained. Once you have purified it, then you go and do your prayers. And so this is where we come to realize that when it comes to mosques and purity, you know, these two issues are very, very important. Now, for example, a man and a woman who is in state of najasat, impurity, and if they have not yet gone to do their ablution, their ghusl, the shower, then they are not allowed to enter into a mosque in this state of impurity. That's again because of the sacredness of the mosque. However, if a mosque has two doors, two opposite sides, for example, then a person who is in the state of impurity is allowed to pass through. He can enter from one door and exit from another. Suppose he came, you know, day before and forgot something in the mosque, he knows where it is, but now he is in a state of impurity, he has never yet taken his shower, but he wants to go and retrieve his item. He can do that by coming from one end door, pick up his thing, and then quickly go out from the other door. And this is based on the verse from the Quran in chapter 4, you know, verse number 43, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةُ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى حَتَّى تَعْلَمُوا مَا تَقُولُونَ. And then the verse goes on, وَلَا جُنُوبًا إِلَّا عَابِرِ سَبِيلِ حَتَّى تَغْتَسِلُوا. Where, you know, the verse, the holy book says that you are not allowed, all you who believe, you are not allowed to enter the mosque in the state of ritual impurity except while passing through until you have washed yourself. When this ruling came in, the way the mosque of the Prophet in Medina was built,
It was built in such a way that the house of the Prophet, the house of Ali and he, and the Prophet's the son-in-law and his daughter, as well as the houses of some other relatives, including his uncles Hamza and Abbas, as well as some prominent companions, they had their houses built by the mosque in such a way that their main door going out or in would open inside the mosque. You know, sometimes you get these advertisements from the pilgrim groups. They say, oh, our hotel is so close to the mosque, you just come outside, you are in the mosque. Something like that, but that's just advertisement anyway. But during the days of the Prophet, the mosque initially was built in that way, that his house, his daughter's house, some other relatives and the companions, their house was such that when they come out, they actually come in inside the mosque. Now this ruling, that if you are in the state of physical impurity, you cannot enter Masjid al-Nabi, became a problem. And so what did the Prophet do? He announced, all these doors opening inside the mosque be closed. And the people who live in these houses, they will have to open another new door on the other side, on the street. Except my door and the door of Ali. Somebody can say, Ya Rasulullah, what is going on? You know, this, the rule is for everyone. Why make an exception for your door and for the door of Ali and Fatima? Well, this is where the Prophet wanted the Muslims to know that do not consider the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet, to be same as yourself.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.